In Iraq, members of the U.S.-appointed Governing Council have begun debating a proposed interim constitution. It would create a three-member presidency and ensure that women account for at least two-fifths of a transitional legislative body. This document would serve until October of next year, when a nationwide referendum would be held on a permanent constitution. But as NPR's Anne Garrels reports from Baghdad, a fierce debate over federalism, religion, and quotas for women has already begun.
The draft of the temporary constitution would grant broad political and civil rights which were unknown here under Saddam Hussein and which are rare in the rest of the Arab world. It guarantees freedom of speech and assembly, the right to free movement, the right to privacy, and freedom of religion. It also creates an independent judiciary and civilian control over the military, both new concepts in Iraq. Faisal Istrabadi is one of the drafters of the document and a senior legal advisor to Governing Council member Adnan Pachici.
A transitional document, it's a bridge, a pontoon bridge, while the permanent bridge is being built. There are some principles which I hope will survive.
In one of the plan's more widely disputed proposals, the government would be run by a three-member presidency. Though it's not stipulated, the presidency would presumably include a member of each of the country's three major groups, the Shiites, the Arab Sunnis, and the Kurds. Though Istrabadi says a three-man presidency would stop too much power being held by one person in this critical period, he objects to a presidency that could be built upon ethnic differences.
It's obnoxious conceptually. If the precedent is set, it is something that the Lebanon suffered from and Bosnia now suffers from.
Some Shiites, who make up at least 60% of the population, are wary that a three-member presidency could leave them in the minority. Here in Baghdad's book market, many fear the proposed constitution would perpetuate what is widely perceived as the ineffective rotating presidency currently used by the Governing Council. Ala al-Badri is an unemployed computer programmer.
We have a proverb in our culture that says that if a ship has several captains, it will sink.
And there are objections to guaranteeing women at least two-fifths of the seats in the transitional parliament. And some members of the Governing Council predict this number will be cut in half. Islam is described as the official state religion, but it's regarded in the draft as only a source of legislation rather than the source. In a country increasingly shaped by conservative religious forces, diplomat Sakhar Amran says the choice of article is key.
It is very important for Iraqi to say the or a. For me, I am not a religious man, so I believe it is good to be open for all our people, for all religious, because the fanatic is the problem that we are facing in this 50 years.
For Muhammad Ali, a government employee, there is nothing to debate. He says Islam must be the sole source of legislation. The crowd gathered around him nods their head in agreement. This draft has to be approved by the entire Governing Council and by the U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer. But there is another person who must be taken into account, the revered Shiite Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. Instead of the U.S.-proposed multi-layer system of caucuses, Sistani has insisted there be direct elections for the new interim parliament. And he said even this interim constitution must be approved by elected representatives. UN officials are coming to look at the feasibility of elections. On the eve of their arrival, there have been reports of an unsuccessful attempt to assassinate Sistani. Sheikh Mohammed al-Sudani, a student of Sistani's, is afraid for the cleric's life at this critical moment.
The team from the United Nations who are coming to Iraq, and the next 10 coming days will be mysterious. We will be patient for 10 days on what the Americans want from us, and then we'll have a saying.
No matter what Bremer, the Governing Council, or the UN says, for millions of Iraqis, it's what Sistani decides on the future parliament and the transitional law that matters. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.